Hello everyone, I am Ajit Jain from Venture Minds. Today we are here for one other session on business and startups. Today we are going to discuss angel tax. India is a hub of startups and there are more than 4,500 startups working in India. And Indian government is continuously working hard to build a startup ecosystem. But still, there are a lot of regulatory and tax challenges and there are a lot of issues which is going on. What are such issues? Which is actually a problem in overall startup ecosystem is the angel tax. Now, what is angel tax? What is this word called angel tax that we are going to discuss? Angel tax is basically a tax between the fair market value and the investment value of a particular startup. Now, before going into the basics of the angel tax, I will explain you in detail. We need to understand the basic mechanism, the funding of a startup. Startup cannot borrow money. It's very difficult because they don't have assets in their base. The big established houses can borrow, but when it comes to startup, equity is the only best option. Now, VC, venture capitalists, and angel investors invest in a particular startup based on certain valuations. And suppose based on their valuation, it comes to, let's say, for example, the investment value is overall is 1.2 million. They are investing 1.2 million, but as per the fair market price, as per the income tax department, it comes to only 1 million. So that's where the problem is, because all the income tax litigation, most of the income tax litigation in India arises on account of the difference in opinion, difference in the view. For them, the valuation is 1 million, but as per the investor, it is 1.2 million. You are receiving higher amount. So the difference of 0.2 is the excess, which is taxed at the hefty rates of at income in under the Income Tax Act under Section 56(2)(7) Clause 7B. So it is funds raised by the share capital, and what are the difference is taxed at a hefty rate of 30.9%, which is value more than the fair market value. Now this is basically a difference of opinion. What is fair market value? How you value the particular investment? Is it on a DCF? What assumption you apply? All those things. So it is a matter of litigation, and it happens only, and you can only find come to know what is the right or what is the right opinion only when you face such things. Now, this is what which has been faced by the startup over the period of years, that they are getting notices that you are getting got some certain sort of investments and your fair market value is higher. What you are getting is higher than the fair market value. So on the remaining balance, you have to pay tax. So this is what being happening. Now, on these circumstances, because the tax rate is very high and it is impacting badly on the overall finance and overall liquidity of the startups, what one can do to avoid such kind of angel funding? Number one, it is very important why they are taking investment. It is very important to see the overall investment, how it is valued, on what assumption it is valued, and to align with the what is there, what is accepted by the CBDT, by the income tax officer. And you need to align. I'm not saying that you accept whatever is argued by the income tax department, but it is very important to see where is the difference and what is logical. And once you have the investment in place, keep all documents in place, whatever documents related to your valuation, your business, your overall forecast that you, because the end of the day, valuation is based on a lot of assumptions. A lot of conditions, and if you are very well documented with your assumptions, with your overall conditions, you can very well justify. Even if you get some notice from the income tax department that your fair market price, your overall valuation, what you are getting is higher than the fair market value, if your document is to support that the same, you can very well justify your case. But wherever there's no document in place and you're dealing with some chartered accountant, you need to talk to him, you need to understand the logic. It's not something that is the role of the only chartered accountant. You need to understand, or any valuer is involved, you need to understand how the valuation is being performed. And at the time of assessment, it is very important. It's not only a matter of, I would say, valuation, it's a matter of overall your business, your model, your forecasting, how you are doing the business, what is the objective behind it. If you can justify all those things with your valuation mechanism, you can be, get through. So the overall idea of this session is to tell that what is the angel tax. So angel tax is just difference on a fair market value and the value at which the investment is coming into your account, and it is taxed at a hefty rate of 30%. So all these things going on, while in the recent budget, Nirmala Sitharaman, the finance minister of India, has promised that there won't be no angel tax provided you provide all the documentary evidences. Now this is very subjective, this is not very easy, given that, you know, in a lot of cases documentations are not maintained, a lot of cases assumptions are not very clearly understood, and so on and so forth. So all these things we need to understand, and then you need to find out. Now one good thing is that, you know, if you have documentation, if you have submit everything, all the details, if you keep the whole transparency in the whole valuation process, you get relief from such kind of taxes. But provided you need to have transparency, yourself, some mechanism in place. At least government is working on it. At least government has realized that there's some issue which is badly impacting the overall business. So this is all today's session on angel tax. We'll come out with one more sessions on businesses, startups. Till then, have a good day and God bless you. Thank you.